Konyokonyo, one of Juba's main markets, is crowded as usual, but many buyers and sellers are arguing over the cost of goods following a sudden surge in most commodity prices. Juba resident Susanna Keji approached one of the shops in Konyokonyo to buy cooking oil and maize flour.
Prices for maize flour, oil and onion have changed. For oil, I didn't ask the big jerrycan of 20 liters. I only asked for 1.5 liter of oil, which they say it was 1,800 SSP. Others say it is 1,900 and others put it at 2,000 SSP. This same 1.5 liter used to be 1,000 SSP. Even maize flour, which I have bought here, it used to be 4,000 SSP, but now it is 5,800 and in other shops it is 6,000 SSP. This caught me by surprise.
Hayat Ibrahim came to the market to buy maize flour for her two children and other seven members of her household. She says she only managed to buy 10 kilograms of maize flour, selling for £3,700.
It used to be 2,500 SSP. From 2,500, they have increased up to 3,000. This is for the whole family of nine people. Maybe it will take us only 3 days or 4 days. There is nothing we can do.
Traders in Juba say the jump in prices of commodities, most of which are imported from East Africa, is due to the increase in value of the US dollar against the local currency over the past few days. Today, the dollar exchanges for 470 South Sudanese pounds on the black market. A week ago, the greenback exchanged for 420 South Sudanese pounds. Abdallah Hassan is a retail business owner in Konyokonyo.
Any increase in the price of the dollar affects the prices of commodities. Customers are now in conflict with us. You can see a customer coming today and asking for the price of a commodity. I may tell her £7,000. When she comes the next day and the price of the dollar has increased, she finds the price has changed, and that market is not in our hands.
Earlier this month, the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank announced there would be no more loans to South Sudan until the government accounts for the loans it took earlier. Between March 2021 and August 2021, the IMF lent the government about $500 million to help the country stabilize its economy. The Bank of South Sudan says it auctioned $30 million this week to try to boost the strength of the local currency against the dollar. The IMF and the World Bank announcement to suspend loans to the government is being felt across the country. Luke Galwak, a retail trader operating in Unity State, who normally buys his stock from Juba, says he too will charge higher prices for commodities he resells, including cooking oil.
In this shop is 21,500. Mm-hmm. Maybe when I put him from boat, I will take in for 2,000. Then there will be a buy 27,000. Maybe I will get in 2,000 or 3,000 maybe. This is my bonus.
Gadluak says previously he would sell 20 liters of cooking oil for 19,000 South Sudanese pounds. For VOA News, I'm a young David Mayer in Juba.